RNZ Pacific News, Atamarie. I'm Christina Parsico. The President of New Caledonia is calling for calm amid public unrest in and around the capital, Noumea. There have been fiery clashes between pro-independence activists and security forces over France's proposed constitutional changes. In a statement, Louis Mapu called on all political parties in Noumea to work together to restore peace and law and order. A spokesperson from his office, Charles Weir, says the situation in the capital is tense.
The president of the government of New Caledonia to call people to the calm, to more serenity, and a call to the political parties and also civil societies responsible to open discussion, serenity in discussion, and also to bring the peace in the country.
Meanwhile, La Première senior journalist Coralie Cochon has been covering the chaos.
It was very a surprise for everybody what happened. We knew that it's going to be difficult, but not that young people would burn the shops or some houses also. So that's very shocking and very scary also.
An overnight curfew is in place until 6 a.m. local time. Another blow for Vanuatu's struggling national airline with an announcement that the carrier's only jet plane has been repossessed. The Vanuatu Daily Post reports Prime Minister Charlotte Selway saying Air Vanuatu's Boeing 737-800 has been repossessed due to non-payment of the lease, amounting to over $4.5 million. The Prime Minister says a compounding factor was the airline could not afford to pay necessary maintenance costs. Last week, the airline went into voluntary liquidation, cancelling all of its international and domestic services. Samoa's head of state is in Aotearoa for an official visit. Moira Tuilepe Taylor has the details.
Ole ao ole malo, tui male ali'i whanau va'ale Tuaswalovi II and his delegation were welcomed onto the grounds of Government House in Wellington by an official porphyry. He and his wife have been hosted by New Zealand's Governor-General, Dame Cindy Kiro, and her husband, Dr. Richard Davies. Tui male ali'i whanau also carried out an inspection of a guard of honour made up of New Zealand Army, Navy and Police. A 21-gun salute was held in his honour. Tui male ali'i whanau also met students from Nainai Primary School, Tāwae, the first Samoan bilingual unit in Wellington. On Wednesday, he will lay a wreath in the Pukeahu National War Memorials Park.
New Zealand police are looking at bringing in almost 200 new biometric devices for capturing more than 600,000 finger, palm or footprints in a year. Just a few weeks ago, they were having to destroy large numbers of fingerprints gathered unlawfully for years, mostly from young Māori. Phil Pennington reports.
A tender that has just closed shows police asking tech companies about capturing, transmitting and storing fingerprint scans from the field. They want to upgrade their existing 50 scanners at police stations and add 130 or so portable ones, mostly for capturing prints left behind at crime scenes, but also for road policing. They have not consulted with their external panel of tech advisors or the Privacy Commissioner, though they don't have to. The Commissioner has forced them over the last year to get rid of thousands of unlawfully obtained fingerprints and mugshots.
Also in Aotearoa, scientists and engineers are warning the government's fast-track approvals bill is likely to lead to more building in flood-prone areas. The Rivers Group, which represents hundreds of engineers, hydrologists and other river specialists, says the bill contains almost no way for projects to be rejected for negative social or environmental reasons. Rivers Group Chair Richard Measures says it would create a pathway that skips many of the current checks and balances and appears to prioritise development over anything else. The Auckland councillor heading the Transport and Infrastructure Committee says he was not aware of Auckland Transport's plan to end free off-peak parking in the CBD. John Watson says there should have been more discussion about the decision to charge for on-street parking. He says there was no explicit briefing of the planned parking changes to council.
There had been a general direction to them through the long-term plan to find savings and increase revenue. that was put out to them, but there was no real discussion or insight into what, if anything, that would translate into.
John Watson says Auckland Transport should have considered the impact on businesses and workers. In world news, a major police manhunt has been underway in northern France, where gunmen wearing balaclavas ambushed a prison van to free a drug dealer, killing two prison guards and severely wounding three others. The brazen attack took place on Tuesday morning local time at a toll booth in Incaville. The Paris prosecutor's office and police sources named the inmate as 30-year-old Mohamed Amra, who is known as The Fly. Justice Minister Eric Dupond-Moretti says the prison van was attacked while Amra was being driven to meet an investigating judge in Rouen. He says two of the injured officers are in a critical condition. The Prime Minister of Qatar, which is mediating between Hamas and Israel, says negotiations for a ceasefire in Gaza have stalled. Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdulrahman Al Thani pledged that Qatar would continue to seek a solution.
In the past few weeks, we have seen some momentum building, but unfortunately, things didn't move in the right direction. And right now, we are in a status of almost a stalemate. Of course, what happened with Rafah has set us backward a little bit.
Earlier, the UN said hundreds of thousands of Palestinians had fled Rafah, trying to find somewhere safe. Meanwhile, events to mark the 76th anniversary of Israel's independence have been muted, with more than 100 Israeli hostages still being held in Gaza or unaccounted for. In sport, Moana Pacifica's CEO says a lot still needs to be done if Samoa or Tonga are to become the home base for the Moana Pacifica team. The team is based in Auckland, New Zealand. Palinato Sakalia says even if the team wanted to be based in one of their home nations, the fact of the matter is right now it is not feasible.
For the foreseeable future, until such time as the infrastructure is there to support a professional team, it's just not feasible, you know, to have a franchise based there. That doesn't mean that we don't want to. It's just the practical realities of what's required to have a super team, what's required to support a team.
Flying Fijians and Queensland Reds prop Penny Ravai says he's looking forward to this weekend's clash against the Fijian Roa in Suva. Ravai has been a regular for the Reds since 2023. FBC Sports reports Ravai has been part of the Reds' front row with former Fiji under-20 prop Alex Hodgman. All Blacks coach Scott Robertson remains coy on who will replace Sam Kane as captain, though he's made it clear Adi Savia is a leading candidate. Kane has announced his retirement from international rugby at the end of the year after signing a 3-year deal with Japanese club Suntory from 2025. He also accepts he won't be All Blacks skipper again. Robertson says he won't name the new All Blacks captain until after the Super Rugby season. He has praised World Player of the Year Savia, who is currently on sabbatical in Japan, as a consistent performer and a strong leader.
Experience, fire, he's a quite a leader. Like I mentioned before, he can play multiple positions and he's just quality. So the flexibility in where he can play, being to World Cup finals, he's quality.
Robertson will name his new captain and 32-man squad for the July tests on June 24th. After a month without a win, Warriors fans finally have something to cheer about after star hooker Wade Egan re-signed with the club. Egan's new deal will keep him in Auckland until 2027. And the ANZ Netball Premiership will introduce a new format next season, which will see 30 round-robin matches and two finals over a 12-week period. This is a reduction from the 45 matches and two finals currently played over 17 weeks. That's the latest news and sport from RNZ Pacific. For more on our stories, head to our website, rnz.co.nz/Pacific.